Sweet Jack, Light Jack, and George Hot Walton present Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Torrey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol!
In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy are exploring a deserted city on the planet Saturn. As they enter a room filled with precious gems, a stealthy figure slinks to the door and aims a ray gun at them.
Look out, Commander. He's got a ray gun. He's firing.
Quick, Hap, run down that passage. Keep going, Happy. He's right behind him.
It's dark in here. He won't be able to see it. Commander, it's a dead-end passage. We're trapped.
We'll be back in just a moment with today's Space Patrol story, The Forgotten City. It's the serial of the future, the real space serial. A serial that's different from any other serial in the universe. The serial you see on Commander Torrey's own breakfast table. Delicious Light Chex, the cereal with a flavor like no other flavor in all the universe. Delicious Light Chex, crisp shredded rice, spun in that modern bite-sized design for easy eating. Delicious Light Chex, a real space cereal. Gang those bite-sized biscuits have space inside so they can fill up with milk or cream. Try Light Chex today, the only bite-sized rice cereal in the universe. Light Chex, the only official Space Patrol rice cereal, Light Chex. The super cereal that helps to supercharge you. Rice Chex at your grocer's in the brand new red and white checkerboard package. With Buzz Corey or Cadet Happy on the outside and the magic space picture on the inside. Rice Chex! Rice Chex! Rice Chex! And now, today's Space Patrol adventure, The Forgotten City. Buzz and Happy are flying low over the Cinder Mountains on the planet Saturn, searching for a trace of a meteorology specialist, believed to have crashed in his atmosphere ship in the rugged region. So far, their spacophone receiver has failed to pick up a signal from the automatic transmitter carried by the scientist, Byron Stern.
Professor Stern's transmitter must have finally talked out, Commander.
According to Space Patrol Saturn, they're very close to the point from which the signal came. Watch the telescope, Happy. You may be able to spot the wreckage.
It's been a pretty rugged crash to knock out that automatic transmitter.
Let's hope Stern had time to get into a spacesuit. This ship's hull was smashed. It couldn't survive very long in this part of Saturn.
Well, what was it he was trying to tell Space Patrol just before the emergency transmitter cut on?
There's a lot of interference, Happy. Almost like a jamming signal, according to Space Patrol. The operator thought Stern was telling him about sighting another atmosphere ship making close passes at him.
Something? They're on a lab ship?
Yeah, if he can prove something was responsible for whatever happened to Professor Stern, then pilot would be grounded permanently.
And if he thought Professor Stern was in trouble, he probably got away from this area as fast as he could. We may not be able to save him.
Yeah, we'll see. If that was the case, the pilot was further negligent in not notifying Space Control if the lab ship was in trouble. We'll just keep searching. The last signal from the professor's emergency transmitter tells us that his ship was grounded.
I hope he didn't end up in one of those narrow ravines.
There's a chance he might have landed on the other side of the mountain range. We'll round that peak and circle back.
Commander, am I having hallucinations?
What do you mean?
Well, I was sure we were 100 degrees from the nearest city, but isn't that an atmosphere still way up there on that mountain?
Well, it certainly is. It's no hallucination. That's the dome of Rubeck.
Rubeck?
Yes, Rubeck, the forgotten city of Saturn.
And what's it doing up there in the Cinder Ring?
It was built centuries ago by one of Saturn's first space pioneers, a man named Lucian Rubeck, the last remaining privately owned city in the solar system.
It doesn't look very good by modern standards. Still, it's pretty impressive, stuck way up there in the mountains.
It's been deserted for nearly 100 years, Hunter. Lucian Rubeck's descendants lived there for several generations, and they gradually drifted away to the larger cities on the planet.
The forgotten city? I'd like to visit it sometime. It's pretty interesting.
And they stand it may be reopened by the government as a museum, put to some other use. That is, if none of the surviving Rubeck family objects.
Well, why should they object? They are using the place.
Technically, it's still their property. The government's legal staff has been trying to locate the Rubeck heirs. Some of them are still alive. Corey here, go ahead. Is he all right?
Oh, yeah.
Vulcan range. That's 100 BU from the Stendhal region.
Yes.
I'm glad he's been found. Did you see how he cracked? Where is he now?
He's
working Saturday City Hospital. None of his care mistakes. Withdraw all patrols except the squadron in the Vulcan lane. Proceed with the search till Stern's ship is found.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurry out.
That's rather strange, isn't it, sir?
About Stern showing up in the Vulcan lane?
Yes, sir.
I'm a bit confused about his exact location. An important thing, isn't it?
And very lucky, since that would have been to stay at the wrecked ship instead of wandering through the mountains.
He'll give Stern a chance to recover from his ordeal before we question him. In the meantime, are you still curious about the Forgotten City?
Yes, sir.
We'll get out of space. We'll land outside the dome and do a little investigating.
How do you account for that, Commander?
Well, there are two explanations. The dome is so well constructed that none of the poisonous Saturn air was leaked in, or else the atmosphere washing plan is still in operation.
After 100 years?
I didn't have to work very often. Nothing inside the city shells would use up the air.
Yeah, that's right. Saturn rockets, this is some city. Look at that tower up there.
Rubeck Tower. At least in Rubeck, designed it himself. That is headquarters in the top floor.
And now Rubeck is a ghost city, completely deserted.
Don't you realize how impermanent human beings are?
Uh-oh. What did you say? What did you find?
It's a battle around the sun.
Probably thrown there by one of the last people to leave Rubeck.
The medicine bottle. Space sickness formula. CH5.
And whoever threw it there hasn't been troubled with space sickness for 100 years.
That's for sure. This is a new thing. Hasn't been on the market more than 6 months.
What?
Your eyes open, huh? Evidently, Rubeck City isn't as deserted as we thought.
Come in.
There are visitors in the city.
I know, Shepard. I've been watching from the tower room. There are safe security.
What are they doing here? You've got to get rid of them.
Don't get excited, Shepard. By their casual attitude, they must think the city is deserted.
But no one ever comes here. They must know something.
They suspected what we're using the city for. They'd have brought more men with them. Let them snoop around. But this is likely they'll come up here.
Suppose Grayton comes back while they're here.
I've contacted Grayton by space patrolman. He'll keep away from the city until space patrolman leaves.
You can get rid of the lab ship pilot.
Yes. Turn him loose in the Vulcan Mountains. Pilot's already been picked up.
Suppose he tells them he was shoved down near Rubeck.
He's in a very dazed, confused condition. Grayton's all right. Space patrol will assume the pilot was mistaken. Sarge, you removed all trace of the ship.
Yes, and I destroyed the automatic transmitter.
Then there's nothing to worry about.
But old Hannah, the space patrol and the city...
I know why they're here. The government's getting ready to take over everything.
We have to leave before they find the stolen jewels and space credits we have been here.
They won't search the city when they find out I'm the great-great-granddaughter of Lucian Eagle.
What? You are a descendant of Lucian Eagle?
No, of course not. But I can convince the government of that. I'm having special documents forged in Saturn City right now. I'll be able to convince the most skeptical attorney that I'm really the only living legal heir to Rubeck City.
Oh, I hope so. But I still don't like the idea of those space patrol men snooping around.
Let them snoop. And don't interfere.
Oh, this is some building, Commander.
Oh, something. Rubeck spent a fortune on this one building alone.
Maybe the elevator, sir. Try to go up to the town. We could get a real good look at the city from here and get Manhattan.
Look at the carvings in this building. I bet anything Lucian Rubeck had this imported from the town of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it all was taken from an ancient Oriental temple.
From a deserted city on Earth to a deserted city on Saturn.
Yeah, that's a handle. You don't see metalwork of this kind anymore, have you?
Yeah, there's a light on.
Flash on automatically now, isn't it? Let's have a look. We'll go up to the tower later.
Yes, sir. Well, this must have been Lucian Rubert's treasure room.
That's amazing. Look at those gold and silver dumps. Nice and candlesticks.
Oh, yes. And this is quite an electric lamp store.
I thought all these descendants had cleaned out everything of value from this land. Apparently, it was all.
Imagine all this stuff sitting here for hundreds of years and with no lock on the door.
I don't know, Hopper. This object isn't 100 years old.
Yeah, it's a model spaceship, studded with jewels.
Oh, it's a very recent model.
Yeah. Diamond and ruby?
Happy to see. They're the same.
Uh-oh. Look out, Mother. There's a man with a ray gun.
Hold your fire. We're space patrolmen.
That's why I am shooting.
Quick, Happy, down this passage.
You aren't going to escape that way.
I'm going. Happy's right behind us. Yes, sir. Stop in here. He won't be able to see us.
It's a dead-end passage. We're trapped.
That's right. You're trapped. And I'm going to reach right here and pick you off. One at a time.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. Hi, gang. Captain Dick Tufeld speaking from the planet Earth. Doing a man-on-the-street broadcast this morning to see what some of these kids here on Earth think about the 3 official Space Patrol breakfast cereals. Now, here's a sharp-looking lad. Say there, what'd you say the very first time you tried bite-sized Wheat Chex?
I said,
And here's another fine-looking chap. Son, what did you say the very first time you tried bite-sized Rice Chex?
I said,
And here's still another youngster. Tell me, what's your opinion of Instant Ralston, a hot super cereal made of rich whole wheat?
Man, oh man.
Try them yourself, gang. You'll say the very same thing.
Man, oh man.
Yes, get them today, boys and girls. Rice Chex, Wheat Chex, good hot Ralston.
And remember, Chex now have a brand new package. The first courier, Cadet Happy on the outside, and the magic space picture on the inside.
And now back to Space Patrol and the adventure of a forgotten city. Buzz and Happy were searching for an atmosphere ship crashed in the Cinder Mountains of Saturn near the deserted city of Rubek. After learning from Space Control that the missing pilot has been found 100 BUs away, Buzz and Happy decided to visit the deserted city. They entered the atmosphere shell without any trouble. But unknown to the space patrolman, Rubek is being used by a woman named Orlana as a hideout for stolen jewels. While Buzz and Happy were examining a treasure room in the base of a tower, they were fired upon by Orlana's henchman, Shefka. Now Shefka has them cornered in a darkened passage and is waiting to shoot them with his ray gun.
Up on me. I can hear every move you make. I
warned
you.
I'll take that ray gun. You got him, sir? No, stay down, Happy. He broke loose back in half. Yes, sir. Let me go through that door. Block that door, Mr. on the spot. It's opening, sir.
After him, quickly.
He's in the elevator, Commander.
Come out of there.
Oh, he's going up to the tower to take the stairs. Come on, Happy.
You fool, you blundering fool.
But they were in the treasure room at the base of the tower.
Oh, they were. It explained everything up there. I'm having a difficult time now after idiotic interference.
I'm sorry, Orlana. I only did what I thought was best.
I can expect to tell you. They'd never have known anyone was in the city if you'd obeyed my orders.
What are we going to do now?
I'll have to face them and make an explanation. They're probably searching the tower now.
Hey, if you get me another gun, I could still hide them out.
No. Get my next room in front of you. Tell him to come in to the space patrol ships outside the shell and not.
I told you.
You've done all the thinking you're going to do. Now I understand what I tell you. If I can explain our presence here, I can explain Grayson. If the space patrol is skeptical, Grayson's a good man to have around.
Yes. So Grayson can handle that.
But keep your mouth shut, we won't need Grayson. Now go on, make it safe with him first.
Yes, sir.
Now go out and look for
the top floor of the power, sir.
Yeah. Be careful. Search every room.
here till I get my hands on the captain.
Oh, there you are. I was hoping I'd find you.
We're looking for someone, too.
Oh, you mean Schefter, my assistant. He told me what happened. I'm terribly sorry.
Where is he? I want to talk to him.
Please step in here. He'll be right out.
Thanks. Come on, Heather. Yes, sir. I'm Commander Corey of the Space Patrol.
And I'm Orlana Rubek.
Rubek? And you're related to the Lucian Rubek who built this city.
Yes, that's right. He was my great-great-grandfather.
I was under the impression the city was deserted.
Well, I came here a few months ago with a couple of servants. Chester, the man who fired at you, has been with the family for years.
Does he always treat visitors so cordially?
Oh, really, I'm awfully sorry about that. Chester has a great sense of loyalty. He thinks his chief duty is to protect me.
Well, why do you live here in this deserted city?
I'm not surprised if you're curious, but the explanation's very simple. I'm writing a book about my family.
And you like to work in the solitude, huh?
Yes, it's a great inspiration to work right here in Lübeck City. There's so much of Saturn's history with me. And too, there are many ancient records and family documents right at hand.
I see. I suppose that you can prove that you're a member of the Lübeck family.
Oh, naturally. I can refer to some influential people in Saturn City.
Now, would you bring your servant out here, too?
Yes, I'll be on your mind.
Wilson, what do you think? I don't know. Just writing a book is a good inspiration for being here with me. Matter of fact, a book about the Lübecks would no doubt be very popular. We'll see.
It's familiar. Look at this plastic folder. It was on the desk.
What's that?
Looks like an official identification folder.
I think this is Byron Stone's ID folder.
Hmm? The lab ship plan?
Yes. It was found in the Vulcan Mountain. The identification folder is here in Lübeck City.
Yeah. How could he be...
Here you are, Commander. This is Schefter.
Commander Corey, please accept my apology. I was greatly in the wrong. I acted from a mistaken sense of duty.
If you thought we were intruders, there'd be some excuse, but have you forgotten that you seem to accept the fact that we were space patrolmen at the time?
Well, I acted on impulse, Commander. Again, I'm sorry.
All right, Schefter. And Miss Rubek.
Yes, Commander.
I'm just telling Cadet Happy that a book on the Rubek family ought to be very popular.
Well, I hope so, Commander.
I'd like to look over the first few chapters of your manuscript.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm really in a note-gathering stage right now. There's really nothing down in manuscript form that anyone could read but myself.
I see. And would you show me around the tower? I imagine you must have a lot of family curios.
Well, is this an official search, Commander?
No, we'll have a warrant, but if you object to an informal tour...
Oh, no, not at all. Chester and I'll be delighted to show you around.
Judging by a few items Happy and I saw down below, this ought to be very good.
Well, I think you've seen just about every room in the tower tonight.
How about that room over there?
Oh, that's just a closet for a few minutes.
Would you mind opening it?
Well, really, Commander,
I... Or I could come back with a warrant and a spot at the table.
Very well, if you insist. But there's really nothing in there. Unlock it, Chester.
Orlana.
Open it, Chester.
Well, some real old family heirlooms. Stacks of space cards.
And very new.
Are that money in a closet for cleaning supplies?
I suppose it is rather odd. But then here in this deserted city, one place is better than another.
I'd like to ask you something, Mr. Rubek. How do you happen to have an identification holder belonging to a space patrol scientist named Byron Stone?
Byron Stone? I don't understand.
Stone was reported in trouble in this area and was rescued in the Vulcan Mountain region. I'm waiting for an explanation of that.
They can get them.
Look out, Commander!
That takes care of the big one. Now for you, my smaller friend.
Take your big mitts off me!
Quit struggling or I'll break your arm.
Ow!
I'll help you, Draker.
Get away, Captain. I can handle it.
You got here just in time, Draker.
What are
they just wandered in. They know about that lab ship pilot. They found his identification thing.
Better take care of him. Good.
I don't want any slip-ups this time, Draker.
You better let me take care of it. He fumbled the last one.
Don't listen to him, Alana. I can fix it. Hold still, Cadet.
Ow. My shoulder.
Better hurt, sir. They can see we're breaking you in two.
Yeah. Chester, too, if he doesn't keep his house.
That's enough of that, Chester. I need both of them.
You see, you big Venus buffalo.
Chester,
stop break. That bickering.
Thanks, Grayson. Paul's were in this night. He left the lab ship's pilot bouldering your office.
That's enough of that, Chester. I haven't been for your stupid behavior that you have never known in your years.
Well, what did he do, Alana?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll put you like I did the other fellow, Corey.
Commander in chief of the space patrol.
Oh. Oh, what do you think of that? I have knocked out the great Commander Corey.
That's just fine, Grayson. I've got more work for you to do.
Yes.
You and Shirk will get rid of the commander's ship. Shirk will take the ship far away from here and hide it securely. Grayson will take my ship and bring Shirk to back.
Very well.
First, we've got to destroy the Corey and the cadets. Well, it's safe, I think. We should get to the search by the first patrol. There's a room in the sub basin of the tower. Seal them in there, Grayson. The room behind the stairs.
Yes.
And make sure you seal the door up completely. Anyone that's suspected of using the room there.
You leave it to me, or not.
Jester, you have Grayson take those two down to the sub basin.
Yes, I am. All right, go ahead, Grayson.
All right. What did Chef do while I was there? You to bring the space to him.
Just follow my orders, Grayson. And Chef, I'll stand in that smart looking office. Both of you report to me.
Commander. I'm going to do something quick. In a room in the sub-basement of the tower. Carolina has one of the men sealing us up in here. Then we're going to get rid of our spaceship so nobody will come looking for it. But that big breather is out there, so you can bring it through the window.
I can assume it's here, the weapon.
Oh, yes, sir, I checked. All it is some old books and filing cases. There's Drayton grinning in here at us. He's getting ready to seal over the window.
I see.
Certainly, he carried me down there under one arm. What are we going to do, sir?
I'm going to get him to open the door for me. Whatever we do, we've got to do it quickly.
And see what we can do, sir. The door blocked, we catch up the seal. And when Drayton and Chester get rid of Terra 5, nobody will ever even come down here looking for
him. It is, sir.
Up on the surface, rather, I think. But if they're Drayton, I don't think they'll feel like each other. They both seem to go out of their way to make the other look stupid in front of their own.
I do.
Drayton kept asking questions about what went on while he was away. I got the impression he wasn't very smart, but he's awfully inquisitive.
I'm suspicious, perhaps. See how curious it really is. Let's go to work on those books and filing cabinets, Captain.
Huh?
You take the file, that was there. You found something about Drake and point at him. Pretend you found some information about him.
Did he? As though Orlando had a secret file on her henchman here at Uber.
Good idea. You can have Drake and free us. Did you watch this happen?
I sure is. He's catching him in at the door and he's gawking in through the window.
Point at him again. A great joke. It doesn't matter what to say. Point at the files.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, what a dope this Draken is. You know, he's just about dumb enough to tear down that concrete and open the door and find out what we're doing in here. Yeah. Hey, look at that big, dumb face. He's just aching to know what we found in here in the files, Commander.
You know, think he's going to open the door. That's very interesting.
Here he comes.
Hey! What have you got in that?
Nothing.
Don't try to fool me. I've been watching you through the door. What does it say about me in those files?
Why, would there be anything about you in here, Draken?
There's something in there. I know it. It's a nice chef that pulled a ladder. That's it. Look, he's up there now laughing at me. He figures he tricked me into sealing up evidence against myself, right where he can get his hands on him when he needs it.
Draken, there's nothing in these files about you.
Get out of the way. You can't fool me, Corey.
Oh, I guess that's right.
Hurry, you can't.
I've got him, Commander.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't want to leave with you. Now, Corey.
No, now you, Draken. Commander, you're not Draken cold.
Yeah. Let's get out of here before he comes through.
Hasn't Draken finished sealing up that room yet?
No, Orlana. But I could have done it in half the time.
Clumsy elf. We've got to get Corey's ship away from New York City right away.
While Draken and I are gone, you might hide the stolen money and jewels just in case the space patrol squad comes here.
It's a good idea. We won't take any chances. Go down to sub basement and see what's taking Draken so long.
I'm afraid that Draken got a little too curious, Alana.
Corey! Draken, do something!
Come back here, Shifka boy!
Get him, Happy.
Talk of me!
Come on, Shifka. I've got him, Commander.
Take Shifka's ray gun. Get down and bring Draken up here.
Yes, sir. Oh, Commander, while I'm down there, shall I bring up some of those files?
What for?
Well, sir, I just thought that Orlana might really decide to write a book about Rubek, because, well, after all, now she's going to have plenty of time on her hands.
Ah! A preview of next week's exciting space football adventure follows in just a moment. It's a fire. A four-alarm blaze on Terra. But, hey, what's the matter with that atomic fire control jet car? too bad. It's fine to get along on ordinary fuel. That fire control officer's filling the tank up with super fuel. Wow! Listen to that fire control jet car go now. It's supercharged, that's what. Supercharged with super fuel. Yes, sir, boys and girls. To really get going, the answer is super fuel. That's why Buzz Corey eats a good breakfast with the super cereals that help to supercharge you. Rice Chex and Wheat Chex. Ah, there's a couple of really swell-tasting cereals. And both of them have that modern bite-sized design for easy eating. So, gang, get a quick start in the morning like Buzz Corey does. Eat a good breakfast with a Checkerboard Super Cereal and get supercharged. Get them today. Rice Chex and Wheat Chex. In the grand new packages with Buzz Corey or Cadet Happy on the outside and the magic space picture on the inside. And now, an exciting action preview of next week's Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are searching for a saboteur in the vat room of a plastics factory on Jupiter. Cautiously, they duck under pipes of hot gas feeding into the vats.
All right, Happy. Keep your ray gun ready.
Yes. Ow. Ruby was right about these pipes being hot.
I think so. He's not behind this one. Let's try number two.
Wow. What was that?
The pipe has exploded. Blew a valve, probably.
Can rockets feel that heat?
Come on. We gotta get out of here.
My throat. I can't breathe.
It's the gas in the broken pipe. That gas is poison.
Be sure to be with us next Saturday for the exciting story of Vanishing Lake. When Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and good hot Nelson again bring you Space Patrol! Special bulletin for boys and girls in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Knoxville, Tennessee. Buzz Corey's own space battle cruiser, the Ralston Rocket, will be in your area next week. Don't miss it. The Ralston Rocket. Space Patrol, an original Mike Moser production starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston and directed by Larry Robertson. Other players were Baylor Kovach, Ken Mayer, Virginia Hewitt, and Stephen Robertson. Dick Tufeld speaking. Now, don't forget to tune in next Saturday and every Saturday when Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and good hot Ralston again present the new exciting Space Patrol. Be sure to see another exciting Space Patrol program on your local ABC television station. Consult your local paper for time and channel. Space Patrol comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.